an interview with James Hoover of Embler, Oregon, on December 2nd, 1997. Born the place, and then when you got here?
I was born in McIntosh, South Dakota in 1914. And me and another fella and my mother came out here in 1937. And we didn't have any job to come here, and I had never seen a tree fall. And my partner, he had been in the CCs, and he had seen trees fall. And we, through luck, got a job with Cease Kelly. And Cease was Chippewan for Mount Emily and started a job in the fall of 1937. And we got a job with him. And we were pretty green at it. In fact, we were even worse than that. But we kept at it until Kelly's job shut down, and then we wintered up there on Meadow Creek. And then we was going up into Idaho. Before we went up, I went and saw Bruce Moorhead to see if we had a chance to get a job with Mount Emily when they started up at the first of the season in 38. And he told us that we could get a job there. And so we came back then and went to work there in 1937. We put in a tent there on the at River Camp. We batched, him and I. My mother was living here by that time in Embler. And we cut logs clear up until December of 1937, working out of the River Camp. And then they moved several of us saws up to Frog Heaven Camp. We worked up there then until, I think it was last part of February before the woods shut down. And then we worked up there then, fall of 1939. I worked at Frog Heaven when they started to put that railroad down on the Camas Creek. And I was called down to headquarters to go to work with old John Stevens, the old Greek. His partner had quit, and they said go down and work with him until he gets another partner. So I went down and started to work with old John, and we were both satisfied, and I worked with him for two seasons, 1939 and 1940. And then I went back to my original partner then.
Was that still cutting logs?
Still cutting logs.
Was that with the cross cutter?
The cross cutter.
Yeah, still working cross cutter.
No chainsaws. Yeah. No chainsaws going up there then yet. And
was that all horse skidded then?
No, the horse skidding was in real tough ground where cats couldn't get. Mm-hmm. And there was only one place now, just above that rock dam at the mouth of the meadow. There's a draw takes off to the west. I think they called it draw 7 at that time. They put two gangs of us in there cutting for the teams, and we cut that whole thing out. My partner and I cut out the north slope, and the Mobley brothers cut out the south slope. And that was all skidded with teams. And some of that wasn't too bad a ground, but apparently they wanted to keep the horses working. And they had plenty of work with the cats in other places, so they just put them in there, and we worked there for a long time.
What kind of timber were you cutting in there on those different slopes?
We were cutting mostly pine up until the war started. After Pearl Harbor, we started cutting a little bit more other stuff. In fact, we started cutting quite a little spruce. But there was no spruce in that draw 7. The spruce was up the river, clear up towards Chicken Hill. We used to go clear up on that Chicken Hill Road and then take off to the east of a draw that took off there and clear up into a big flat. And there was some spruce in there that we cut. And that was before we got moved back down onto draw 7. But right after Pearl Harbor, while we cut clear up Chicken Hill there, a bunch of us. And they were skidding up there too.
What did they do then? They took in with the decks, were they hauling that to the railroad or?
That was being hauled out with trucks and being hauled down to River Camp and decked down on the river at River Camp. And then River Camp was loading out trains then, and the trains were coming down to Hillgard and being picked up by the main line and taken into LeGrand Mill. It was quite a way to log, and I imagine it was quite expensive. I don't know, but
do you remember about how much they were trying to or were being cut in a year's time out there?
It's a little hard to tell. For me, they were cutting millions of feet, I know.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing a picture on the where they had the logs stacked on the railroad up to Grand Round there someplace. It might have been around River Camp where they were, you know, just train car after train car, you know, loading them out.
Yeah, that would be, they would be loading them out of River Camp.
Oh, yeah.
If it was anything lower, below 37, below 1937, it might have been down on that big landing at Beaver Creek. But after 1937, there wasn't anything loaded out of Beaver Creek, as far as I know. I think it was all loaded out of River Camp and Frog Heaven, I believe.
Do you remember going up from Oradell here, you know, just out of the canyon, going up towards Hillgard, and what the vegetation was like up the river there?
Well, it was just pretty much brushy, just about like it is now. I don't think there was too much change in it.
Because there's quite a few cottonwoods, you know, down along the river there. Of course, when they put in I-84, they've changed some of that river up.
Yeah.
Location-wise. But just about the same then, because right now there's, of course, you know, quite a few big cottonwoods up through there.
Yeah, I think they were quite a few cottonwoods then.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's been some fires. There's been some little fires along that river, too, that's cleaned out some of the stuff that used to be there. But the stuff that used to be there is about the same as in the other draws.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pine and a few scrubby tamaracks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember from there up to River Camp, as far as beaver, for like beaver dams or any beaver activity over the years?
No, there wasn't any at that time. I don't believe.
Well, I remember in 1955 I came out here, and it had to be up there towards the guard station someplace. There's some beaver dams there. Because when I was surveying, I remember falling in one of those things.
I think that the beaver was starting to come back. I mm-hmm. think they were starting to let them populate again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's quite a few, what I've researched, there's quite a few years they're just, you know, either hardly existent. And then the Game Commission started transplanting some in the late 30s
uh-huh.
to bring that population back up again.
Yeah, they were protected back then. But then, if there was any of them loose, well, I don't think anybody was protecting them very much.
Right.
If there was any hides on them, well, they got them.
That or if it caused any problems.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't have caused any problems up the river.
No, I was thinking down the valley, more of the, you know, if they're damming streams up or flooding or that type of thing, or ditches. Do you remember, of course, all that was way before on the dam at Perry. Do you recall anybody saying anything about when that was taken out of there? Because in 1926 is when they moved that mill over to Pondosa.
Yeah.
And the, you know, that big log holding dam was still in there for that operation. Of when that might have been taken out?
I don't know. I think it was out. I think it was out before 1937.
Yeah. Well, I had on that history of LeGrand, they showed in early 1930s, and it would have had to been probably somewhere, they were blown at that time, probably between 1926 when the mill went out.
Yeah.
They moved everything
and I didn't know if they lasted that long or if it was earlier, you know, when they actually took that out. And then they had another picture I've seen that had to be identified as supposedly above Perry, and another dam that was above there, but I could never tie that one down to, it showed, you know, crossing the river and the railroad track on that. And I don't know if you've ever heard anything or seen anything about that.
No. There was a piece in one of the old papers, a reprint of some old news one time, that the river was surveyed for railroad, clear from Hill Guard, clear up Chicken Creek, 1 year, and they was going to go clear over the hill with it.
Oh, good thing, huh?
But the next year they never surveyed any.
Mm-hmm.
So that was surveying, I can't remember where, and I kept that paper, but I don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was a reprint of some old news.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. Yeah.
Didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll run across it someday, and okay. If I do, I'll hang
on. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Yeah,
because I didn't realize that they'd gone clear up to Chicken Creek, you know, for logging there. I knew they were around Tony Bay Meadows, that Mont Emily had, you know, property in there.
Yeah, well, there was... that was all truck logging out of there. And if the trucks hadn't came in and they hadn't got started, I suppose they would have put a railroad up there all right. But then this was a railroad that apparently was going to be a
main
commercial
line.
Railroad for over the top.
I'll be darned. Yeah. Do you recall anything of salmon runs over the years up the Grand Ronde, of either seeing fish or knowing anything about what time of year, numbers, or anything like that?
I don't recall much about the salmon. There was a few up there, and I was not working up in that part of the country at that time of year when the salmon mm-hmm. fishing was going on. About all I ever know about it is hearing some of the fellows talk about mm-hmm. fishing for salmon.
Do you know about where that would have been, where they were actually doing the fishing?
Well, it would have been up, I believe, above Tony Bay's Meadows up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could have been anywhere that was any chance of catching any.
Yeah.
But then, I'm not very up on salmon fishing.
Mm-hmm. How long have you lived here in Embler?
Ever since 1938.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been here in the spring mm-hmm. of 1938, almost 60 years.
Oh, yeah. Do you recall much change or in condition of vegetation or the river out here, you know, in this area?
This river out here gets pretty dry in the summertime because there's so much water being taken out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down pretty much, but there are a few beaver down in here along the river. I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that in more recent years, or?
Yeah, that's been mm-hmm. Not the last few years, because I haven't been down there. But it's been 20 years ago. I was down there fishing one time, and there were bank beaver working right out of the banks down there. They didn't have dams or anything. Mm-hmm. They just seemed to be working right out of the banks.
Yeah, how far down was that?
Well, that was just right down here. Well, just down here by the... What the heck is the name of that bridge?
The old highway bridge?
No, it's not a highway. It's just a bridge that runs across to the east side.
Oh, mm-hmm.
No, the highway bridge down there, I don't think there was anything much down there, except that's a very narrow spot there where mm-hmm. that old bridge was.
Yeah. I think, do you recall, weren't there quite a few blue heron nests down in the canyon there?
I think it was a few. I don't remember it being very many, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just vaguely recall, you know, just that's been probably back in the 60s where there were some nests. There was kind of a little spot there where they had a rookery. What about Oh, flood years. Do you recall anything about when you had some real problems in this area?
Yeah, it was 1965, wasn't it?
Well, December 64 was the one big flood, when it had that rain hit the snow up the Grand Ronde,
yeah,
and flooded the whole valley out.
Just, everything just slid down into the valley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think that wasn't it just after the first of the year that it took the railroad bridge out there?
Yeah, I think, because right around, I think it was about Christmas is when it started. You know, of course, there's such a volume of water coming down that that's when it took the John Day Bridge out down the Columbia and flooded this whole country.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember the exact date that took the Spruce Creek Bridge out, but got that, and then the railroad bridge there. I saw a picture there at Island City.
Yeah, there was. It took one of the bridges out. It took something out above that Island City bridge.
Well, right there at the Spruce Street Bridge, it took that whole thing out there at the park area. Do you remember about how long that water lasted, the high water? As far as being in the fields how extensive that was?
Some of the farmers would know more about that. There was a big low spot over there on the Cove Highway, off to the north of the Cove Highway, where somebody had a tractor, had his cat sitting out in it. And it went in there and covered that cat completely up.
Yeah,
and finally, later on, you could see the exhaust pipe sticking up. Mm-hmm. And finally then, they went in and with a long line and hooked onto it and pulled it out. And that water stayed there for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the highest water I think we'd ever had here that I ever knew.
Yeah, I remember seeing it from up on Mount Harris. We were working up there in the Forest Service, and could see that whole valley there. I mean, it looked like about two-thirds of the valley is underwater.
Yeah, my mother was living at Hot Lake. They're in that Hot Lake nursing home. I climbed up on the hill above there, and I took two pictures down across there, just side by side.
Mm-hmm.
You got that whole area there, and it was all water.
Oh, yeah.
Just a sheet of water.
Yeah, because that's all Catherine Creek there. Because I don't think Catherine Creek came out too much, but then there's so much snow around that it melted.
It just went down there and stayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Hot Lake itself was low.
Mm-hmm.
But Hot Lake was filled up with water and clear out this side, and everything with the highway. The only thing that was open was a highway and a railroad.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever recall any of the Indians fishing or being over in this country?
Well, they were fishing up Catherine Creek quite late. They were fishing up there here. Oh. It was after they started talking about that dam on Catherine Creek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was up there one time when a bunch of us went up there fishing, and we wasn't catching anything. And we were camped there and sitting around, and all at once there were some Indians came right up the creek with spears, and I went out and talked to some of them. And they said they wasn't getting anything either.
Mm-hmm.
They said they just couldn't see anything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember about what year that would have been?
That would have been about... Oh, I'd say it probably in the early 70s.
Yeah, because that report for the dam was, I think, 74 is when, they got into doing all the Corps of Engineers studying that.
I think this was right after that these fellows, and I think these Indians were just establishing the fact that they were still fishing. Mm-hmm. That's about all. Because according to what that one told me, he said, we didn't find anything.
Oh, yeah. Had you fished up there before or been up there when they did
I had never had, no, but there was friends of mine that had been fishing up there years ago, back in the 20s and 30s. Letha, or Jan, this is Jerry Gilpatrick.
Hi, Jerry.
Stepdaughter Jan Cleaver.
I was giving flour and I heard you talking about that. I didn't know if you had pictures of that flood where it took the bridges out or not.
No, I didn't.
These are mine I took.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, gee.
And that's all that's left of my friend's home.
Painted,
oh, boy.
This is August of 65.
August of 65.
Oh, yeah, afterward, because it's in December of 64 when the water started.
Started.
Yeah, yeah. Then it got real bad in 65.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is mm-hmm. This is the underpass.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here's another picture. I took two of that house. This is the packing, this is the meat plant there on the river at Riverside.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if you had these or anything. These are mine. If you want to take them.
Oh, that'd be great if.
And I get them back.
Oh, sure.
But
yeah, I'd love to make a copy. Yeah, because I remember the underpass being, where it was really lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Right up to the,
but,
the railroad.
Yeah, this was down there by Riverside, by the. On the river. That's my friend's house.
Oh, gee.
That's all that was left of it.
Oh, boy. No, I remember that was really damaging there, that whole area. So. Yeah, we could just set them aside here and then...
you can take them and use them,
Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Great, I appreciate it.
Yeah, because, boy, when she called me, we were just hauling her her stuff out up to my place. I did.
You want an envelope to put them in, Jerry?
Well, I can set them in here.
Glad to meet you, but I just wanted to...
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Oh,
okay. I'm baking fruitcakes.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to let that...
Hey, Jan, what year was it your dad used to fish up the Captain Creek for salmon?
Well, Dad and Grandpa and I.
You was too small to fish up there then.
No, I fished up there with them too.
You must have.
You remember?
From the dam fish. On. That was before Grandma died, so. They were from 42.
Was you catching anything?
Oh, yeah. Granddad caught one great big one. I was standing right there watching. Yeah, he caught one of the salmon.
Don't get your
I think it was about 16 pounder, I think, if I remember right. I have the figures over at the house. But, and then Daddy caught some up the upper Catherine.
Was that up towards the park area? Or?
Up towards the park, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I remember. Okay, it was about 45 or 46, about 46, because he bought me a peasant blouse. That's how I remember it. I remember my first peasant blouse, real roughly, you know how they use it? And I was fishing with him. All of a sudden, he reached over and he dropped a little fish down my back. And then at the dam there at Catherine Creek before they... We used to fish for salmon there.
Was that at the hatchery or...
Yeah,
or
right over by Union.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't get in there now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is back in the 20s, though. There's a little dam there where the hatchery was, but then up where the water intake...
Yes, yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about where the water for the city of Union...
Yeah, came in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, Grandpa, I remember him taking me fishing all the time through there.
Yeah, what did you use to fish with? Just poles or?
Well, Granddad just had his old bamboo pole that he made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My sister and I have been trying to find it after my aunt. We had to move my aunt to the nursing home and we can't find it. She's found one, but Granddad made our own bamboo. Yeah, he made our own poles and put together.
Do you remember seeing many fish in there?
Well, to a kid then, all those salmon, I mean, there were, salmon were there, but we remember.
But man, seeing them coming up
the river. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What time of year was that about, do you recall? Or?
Well, we fished there spring and fall,
mm-hmm.
both runs. I remember that we were always fishing up there, that's where I first seen my first salmon. Granddad caught one, and he made an outline of it, a little fish, so he could keep it. And I think it was about like this. Of course, to me, it looked like this when I was a kid, but It was a nice-sized one for this area. Yeah, I've been fishing ever since I was big enough to walk and hunt. I think Mother, I still have it, I don't know where the picture is. Mother had one of my first hunting and fishing outfit. They bought me a little red jacket and pants.
Do you remember doing anything up the Grand Ronde as far as fishing for salmon or seeing anything?
No. The only thing that I think that I can remember is we always went up there for trout, up the Grand Ronde, that way. And Wallowa Lake, we always fish for yank. Of course, then they changed the water way up there, and the yank went away for a while, you know. You know where the lodge came down?
Yeah.
Our Uncle Bing had the lodge. My granddad used to help him. And the yank would spawn up that way. I remember just seeing them. That's when the elk were up there, before they'd come in and killed them all at one time. Well,
thanks.
I don't know. Dad knows more than I do. That's all I remember, you know, those kind of things. Because hunting was fishing was my life.
Her dad used to use a snorkel deal where they had a deal fixed up with a glass on the bottom of it. He could look down in and look for salmon. I think it was against the law, but there's some of the guys used it. I know her dad told me a lot of times about using that thing. He said, oh, it was fine. He said, well, we can see anything down there.
Well, I know way back they used to pitchfork them, I guess, into the wagons and jig them and everything else. You know, just anything to catch, you know. This is back, first part of the century. Dwayne West over here talked about his grandfolks, I guess, used to pitchfork in the same place that Jan was there, right in Captain Creek. Do you recall anything along the Grand Ronde there when they're building I-84, or was I-80 at that time, as far as moving the creek or anything during that construction time? Were you up there?
I know a lot of places, or several places that it was before they moved it. Down this way from the Hill Guard Junction, that the old road used to be on the, well, it was on the north side of the canyon. It went along there, and then it crossed on a bridge, which you can still see the remnants of it there yet. There's a farmhouse, or not a farmhouse, but there's a house just above the road there. And it's still there yet. Somebody, people living in there yet. Just above that, then, that road crossed over and onto the other side of the river. It crossed over the railroad track and crossed over the river on an overhead bridge, and then the road swung around like that, and there was a restaurant. A good little restaurant set in there, right alongside of it, and a filling station and everything, and the road ran along. And let's see, how the devil did it go? It had to cross back over the river, someplace between there and Hill Guard Junction.
Yeah, because I've got the old aerial photos. I can track that. Yeah. I just didn't know if there's anything special, you know, as far as vegetation along that river, what they took out, as you recall.
I don't believe they did. I don't believe that there was anything of importance except some just brushy stuff about like what grows along the river up above there that was in there that they moved, that they took out. And they straightened the river in a few places along there a little bit.
No, I know. Guys asked me one thing. Do you recall anything about when they were logging cottonwood, of what they would have used that for?
I don't recall. Never logged.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, except you know, when the settlers first came here, there were some of the settlements were right on the creek where there's probably cottonwood for the cabins.
Well, but, they wouldn't use cottonwood for the cabins, I don't believe, if they could get to the timber.
Well, that's one thing over in Captain Creek. I don't think anything existed because that was a long ways from timber, but that was in 1860. So,
yeah.
You know, I kind of think they might have used it at that
they
point.
Would've,
but
yeah,
it wouldn't last very long, I know that.
Well, it would last all right if they got good straight stuff and kept it dry. It would still be
it would still be
a shame, signs of it there yet. And there was probably over in Captain Creek up in there in places there was probably cottonwood that was straight enough to use.
Yeah. But I'd never heard them, you know, logging cottonwood, but that came up in the discussions, you know, I was with to, that somebody had indicated that, you know, that they cut cottonwood, and we're just trying to see if anybody knew about.
Up above Tony Vase, as you turned, isn't that Fly Creek that comes in just above that?
Well, Sheep Creek comes in.
Mm-hmm. We slashed out some road up there one time after a logging season, and there was a lot of big tamaracks along there, and those big tamaracks had been chopped into up about that high up the ground, just about axe high. They had been strips of them chopped into about that high, about that much of a strip and that wide, and then it growed out down over them so that it was way out over them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the fellows there, the old timers that was raised back up in that Flora country and country up in there that knew and said they was testing for shakes when they done that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was logical because those big tamaracks looked like that they would just make enough shakes to cover all the buildings.
Well, I remember up by Starkey there's some really massive tamarack back in the 50s or 60s in there, they'd call that.
Yeah.
They're just really large, you know.
And there was a lot of them test places chopped out of them big trees. Oh, there was probably six or seven of them along there, along the creek. Because that's a kind of an open creek in there. There isn't much timber out a little ways, but along where they were going to make the road, well, there was a lot of lodgepole and stuff that they were cutting out.
What did they make the road? Take the cats to push the roads up through there?
Yeah, they would they would take the cats and doze out the stumps and punch in the roads. And the slicers, all the slicers was doing was just falling the trees and burning them and burning the brush and stuff and getting them off.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if there was a stump that was too big, and the cats couldn't handle it, the powder monkeys would shoot it then later on. I don't know when that road was put in, but I think this was in, let's see, 1940, I believe, was when we sliced that road out. Or maybe it was 1941 or 2. It wasn't 42, it was 1940 or 41.
Was that the one going up towards Chicken Creek?
No, that was the one that was taken off to the west, just above Tony Vase.
Oh, to Sheep Creek.
Yeah.
Sheep Creek.
One up Chicken Creek was already put in by that time.
No.
Mm-hmm. They tried to put those roads in about a year or two ahead of the time they were going to log, to let them get settled and get hard.
Mm-hmm.
And,
do you remember anything about the mining up on the upper Grand Ronde and the dredging?
Up in there, there is the old... What the dickens is the name of that old mine that's in
there?
Well,
Camp Carson was the big one.
Camp Carson was up above on the side of the mountain, or up on the side of the flat there. But down below, right along the river, there's one there that comes in right there. You know where Mirror Creek comes in?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Right across from Mirror Creek from the south, there's an old tunnel that comes in from the river.
Mm-hmm.
It won't show any probably now. But that used to be quite a tunnel.
Because there's a rainbow mine and then an Indiana mine.
Indiana is the one.
Oh, Indiana.
Uh-huh. Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana came in right straight across from Muir Creek.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it had rails in it at one time because I was never go close to the thing because I was afraid of it. But then there was always water in it, and there was water worked out of it, and it was always rusty. So there was rails back in there quite a ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then across from it, there was a mine that was people were working on a little bit off and on, have ever since. That was in the mouth of Muir Creek. Muir Creek comes in kind of from the north there into it. And then there was other mines in there, and there was dredgings in there below that a little ways, and there was dredgings in there above that. So there had been dredgings in there, but quite a little while after Muir, after in Indiana mine was being used.
There, do you remember anything about when that dredging was done at all?
Well, it had been done Camp Carson was discovered and started in 1865, I believe. So this was probably done about the time that other dredgings were going on, about the time that other dredgings were getting popular, and this might have been just a little bit later, because I don't think it was ever quite as successful as it was over across the...
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of, so much clay in there. From what I was up at the mining geology division there, and they're, you know, had some of that written down where it's hard to separate some of that gold out of there.
Clay is dynamite when you're working on.
Yeah.
My gosh, you know, him and I, after we came here, Doug Post and I, we went up and worked up in Idaho a while, up in Moscow. And out east of Moscow, there was a mine out there that the Chinamans had worked years and years ago, and then an old Irishman came in there, and he worked it later on. And the Chinamans had put tunnels in, and then the water had got in and tore the tunnels out. And the Irishman, he'd put in a few tunnels, and we was working in places in the side of the bank. And we had a sluice box, and we were getting a little gold. We had some clay, and the clay was getting as much gold as we were getting. I tell you, it was just impossible. When that darn clay would go down through that sluice box, it would just pick your gold up. But it's a funny thing. We panned and tested some of the Chinamen's tailing piles and never got a bit of gold out of it. They had some way that they...
Did a good job of extracting.
Well, they hand-picked it or what, I don't know.
I guess about the other thing, do you recall anything about any ditch construction around or other... work is where they changed the creeks besides what we talked about? I'm saying the major, you know, anything major. There's a lot of course, there are little small irrigation ditches like that, but...
Nothing major that I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
That would have to be down here in the valley or close to the valley, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, there's, of course, over there in Catherine Creek, but that was all about the same time the state ditch was 1870.
Yeah.
You know, that was way, way long
ago. Yeah, that was when the big ditch was put down.
Yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall anything that any ditches been changed or anything done to them much.
Well, I think that covers pretty much the ones I was, you know, trying to fill in here a little bit. And then I guess you had some pictures that...
Yeah, I got some pictures here I wanted to use.
Oh, one other thing that I forgot about was any large forest fires. Do you recall while you were here or... anything, you know, pretty
one,
good
The one at Anthony Lake, and I believe that was in 1960.
Yeah, 60 was that one.
Mm-hmm. And there's been two or three up on the side of the mountain here.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, before I came here, which must have been 1936. That was freshly burned off partway up the side of the hill over there, side of the mountain. And then there was another one later.
Was that Mount Harris?
The west side of Mount Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been burned off about 2-3 times.
Yeah, I remember since then there's been a big fire up there.
The last one, mm-hmm. the last one they had, they fought with airplanes and everything else, and I think it was the worst one.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if, during the time that you were here, if you recall anything in the, late 30s or into the 40s there, or early 50s of any large fires.
No.